Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Let's savor this, because it's been a minute since we've said this.
Oh, yeah.
At least us personally. I mean, we said it, but not here in your presence. It's Friday.
Thank God.
Yeah. I'm going to do it my best R&B DJ voice. Mm-hmm. It's Friday, baby. No, I sound like Telly Savalas. I sound like Kojak.
A little bit.
It's Friday, baby. Sucker? It's Friday.
That's the old best damn audio guy.
It's Friday. Where's Joe Lawrence when you need him? Friday.
Probably pissing people off on emails.
Probably, you know, right. God. The most docile guy that works here. He's like our official, like, voice guy, which makes it sound like we use him for just his voice, you know, like, oh, look, there comes Butt Girl. It's probably what people call Kim Kardashian when they don't know her by name or whatever. Who is that person, really? But. He's our voice guy in-house, so any commercial doesn't have talent on it.
I'll tell you what.
We are talent. He is voice.
Oh.
Hear us roar.
Talent.
I kind of reassess what I think about that person you just mentioned.
What's up?
You know, always.
Did you have beef with him? I mean, not like an Italian beef, but like a.
Didn't throw bag either. Not a beef, but I was on an email exchange with he and some other people in, higher up in the company.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of unleashed on him. I was like, wow.
I mean, he's been here off and on for like 35 years.
I was like, I might not have handled it that way, but that's cool.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. He's.
You do you.
I mean, it's not always about seniority, but it's also about like getting the job done the right way and the most efficient time-wise, you know, like that whole. You know, the thing about time, you know, even we talk about, was it Mark Cuban that said it? I'm sure a bunch of people said it, paraphrasing it, but like, you can be as rich as you want to be, but the one thing you cannot buy is time.
Oh, yeah. Father Time's undefeated.
So, if Father Time is undefeated, Mother Earth, ooh, she's shaking. She's shaking.
She's mad sometimes.
But the efficiency of the time, like you can say, okay, we're going to put three months on this project and we're going to give it 1 hour a day and we're going to pay 10 people 1 hour a day to do it. But then if you could pay one person to work on it for like 3 weeks straight, it'd be done.
Yep.
But we have to micromanage everything in corporate America, and really not even corporate America, like blue collar America. Joni, she's got to do all the parking reimbursements. You got to go to Joni for that. You can't just go to payroll. You got to go to Joni. She does parking remittance.
You know what was odd was...
Thank God we don't have to pay for parking.
I thank God we
here.
Don't have a Joni, too, because... what is he trying to say?
On this email exchange, he was trying to get clarification on a point, and it was something I probably would not have done anyway, so I just would have, like, ignored it.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that he got on there and just kind of asserted himself, I was like, hey, look at this.
Well, I mean, it's not a... you know, it's not like a voice can just be replicated by a computer these days.
You know, you talk about time. I always go back to Dana
really?
White. Dana White says he knows a couple billionaires that are actively trying to live to be 150.
Oh, why?
Because he said guys with money don't want to die.
Yeah, but can you imagine how bad you feel now?
Well, he's
at 40.
I don't got money. I don't have money like that, and I don't want to die.
Well, he's not talking about guys just like barely making it. He's talking about live-in scientists. These guys funding, like, you know, all kind of these genetic therapies. To,
like the Fountain of Youth. Who was it was looking for that? Was it Ponce de Leon?
I think it was, actually.
And so a lot of people have thought that's kind of like a parable or some kind of deeper story to it. But I think it was really some rich bastard that heard that it was probably some other rich bastard went over to, you know, so-and-so country and drank some ayahuasca or something
make
and
you
was
feel
tripping
better.
His balls off. Yeah. They had the Fountain of Youth. You went there, you took a bath, you were like 18 years younger, whatever it was.
Or at least, you know, take a whore bath and see what happens.
You just rub it all over you. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to find it now. It's like the dudes on Oak Island looking for the damn gold.
But they found Lyme disease. Deer instead.
Oh,
okay.
That's Plum Island.
That's
right?
Not good.
Plum Island. Yeah.
What if you whore bath in the Fountain of Youth and like your junk turns?
Oh, like if you're like, gosh, I just peed myself a little bit. I'm going to go to here and get some water from the Fountain of Youth and clean my genitals.
But you drank it.
Then what happens?
Cleaning yourself.
You're hung like a 5-year-old.
Of that. But Paige is like, if you drank it, it suddenly would close your throat up smaller.
Oh, my God.
Which, line the women up. No, just kidding.
It only turns the parts young.
I don't know.
Like your husband wouldn't like it because you'd look young down there again. If you.
That's he wouldn't. True. He would think
that's
I was
right.
a little girl.
Good call back to yesterday.
He would think I was tiny.
Paige's husband, rest in peace, did not, he wasn't into the trend of fully, you know. Let's go hardwoods like we'd say in the early 2000s. Hardwoods. He liked
landing strip.
All right.
Okay. He wasn't a shag guy.
I wasn't, so he had to deal with it.
She just went Joe Lawrence on your ass.
Yes, she did. Make sure you email people in the company that thing.
Can you imagine?
I love
that's
it.
A personal thing. You can't.
It was directly involving me. But he kind of took it upon himself to answer it. I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
Because I would have said, no, I'm not doing it.
He was being like
a, he had your back there, buddy.
Like an apprentice type of situation. He's the master mason. He's showing you the way, kid.
I'm going to walk up to that sucker and say, have you ever thought about being an agent? Because usually, you know, if I want cologne samples, I'll go to him because he always smells good.
How come you don't go to me?
Don't smell good.
I can't wear eau de parfums.
You don't smell. Yeah, you smell like women.
I sell men's too.
You're trying to sell me some Yves Saint Laurent.
She's always about the selling stuff.
Yeah, my look God. At
it. Try to make them say it, golly. You were saying though.
I'm always.
Always on the sale. Yeah. So, you know, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. He always. We're talking about someone, and some of you may know him, but like he's a guy that always struck me as like a David Carradine type.
Oh yeah.
He's just kind of chill though. He doesn't really get upset about anything.
Yeah, and when he talks, like you were saying in the email, like it means something, you know.
Yeah.
It's like he'll just sit there and kind of observe, and then he's like, "What do you think back there, Joe Lawrence?"
And he has this really deep voice. He's like, well, I'll tell you since you asked me.
Everybody that comes here to record, like, he handles all that stuff.
Yeah. He's a...
like your real estate shows, your banking shows, stuff like that.
He's a whiz with that. And imagine, like, at least, you know, in my way of thinking, like, that, you know, again, been in radio for a long, long time. I mean, he's great. I lost my train of thought. I'm going to get it back. You're distracting me. I can be the only one that sings.
Come on.
You're doing a different song, and then I'm trying to think what song you're trying to sing.
It's just like ultimate R word.
So he's like, what do you think about there, Joe? And he's like,
you know, I like this place, but
He's one of those persons that will say something like this. They'll say, but I will tell you this.
I will tell you this.
How many people do you know that starts off, you know, I like everything here, but I will say this. Want me to be honest with you? No.
And they look around. That's why I look this way. Look that way. All right, look. I'm going to tell you what I really think about you.
Let me tell you how you really make my voice sound this deep. I'm squeezing my testicles as hard as I can while I'm doing this commercial.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ew.
I want to hurry up. That's why I'm talking so fast, because it hurts so bad. I got these vice on my balls. Oh, God, it hurts.
Kinky.
Friday, get this off my nuts.
How does that feel good? Why do people like that?
Oh, I don't say that Joe likes it, but I think that's what causes the deepness in his voice.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't go with any flange or whatever. That's what they called it back in the day. Manly voice. You know.
Manly.
Putting the deep auto tune on it or whatever you say.
We used to have some people that would work here that had like just great radio voices, and you'd hear them cuss and get mad. And I'm like, say that again, because that was fun.
Yeah.
So you sound like you say the F word so perfectly.
Yeah. Well, mouth who?
Fred Sanders. Rest in peace.
Oh, wow.
He was a wonderful man.
Yeah. He was fun. Didn't he ride a scooter?
And when
I admired that.
It was a little Vespa, yeah.
When he would smoke and cuss, I'm like, man, this is great.
But yeah, he would do it in that, like, and he had like one of those, I'm referencing Ron Burgundy, and not any of their direct characters, but you know, that kind of news voice, you know, where it was very polished and it just sounded really good. He could be from anywhere in America with that voice. But you're right, when you would hear him say, and I told that son of a bitch that if he ever walked over again, I was going to beat the holy hell out of him. And it was his voice, you know?
He was like, that big voice took him to some big markets.
He looked like Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Yeah, he did.
Senior.
He looked just like Leslie.
He did, man. God, rest in peace. What a good dude.
I give another shout out, rest in peace, Ed Jensen. He was the voice of the Greenville Drive. And when he'd say, what are you doing, MF-er? I'm like, God, that sounds perfect.
Oh, man.
Please drop that in the baseball game.
It was fun.
Yeah, he had one of the, like, that guy had been around, since I was a kid, because his calling card, and it may not have even been on purpose, but it happened. I know even with our news station here in the building, and I'm like, they have enough promotion. I'm not going to say their name. It's because I screw it up. They switched it around or something.
Yeah, I changed it too much. It's Big Buck Politics, right?
Big Buck Politics.
It's big.
Woof. The buck stops here.
The buck.
We hate yens. We hate yens and we hate bricks. We like dollars.
I'd see him smoking with his oxygen tank, and I'm like, you know, it's kind of counterproductive, right? And he's like, what helps me take deeper puffs?
And you know what? A lot of I believe he may have quit since. I think Joe Lawrence used to smoke as well. Maybe still. And maybe that's the secret to having that bravado. I mean, eventually it's going to start sounding like this, maybe.
Uh-oh. Like an old woman who smokes, you know, she gets a little bit of that. Oh, my God. Oh, has anybody got any more Merle?
Here's a look at your road range.
I don't have any real.
There's a wreck everywhere. I mean, son of a bitch.
29 Wade Hampson's clear. I wish my throat was.
This motherfucker can't drive for nothing.
Quit farting in my oxygen tank.
Oh my God.
It's going to be clear this afternoon. High 74.
I got to do the weather too. Oh my God, it's going to rain.
Now I will say this. Quit farting in my oxygen tank.
Dang it, man.
Joe Lawrence. The golden voice himself. He's still with us, by the way. We're not. If you just tuned in, the other people are dead.
So what are the but women that sound like that? Is that from? That's not all from like smoking, right? That's probably from, you know.
Some friends of mine that have deep voices. That's just their voice.
But if it's real scratchy, it's like, you know, won't. You know what I'm saying? Taking a couple down the gullet.
He's saying that tongue in cheek. And is that what that means, by the way?
I have no idea.
Tongue in cheek.
When I just thought about that.
When people say, I didn't really mean it. I was talking tongue in cheek. But when I put my tongue in cheek, usually my fist is on the other side. And I'm,
Not me personally,
but just pantomiming that.
Why can't you do that?
Well, my cheeks are so fat, you can't see the tongue poking through. So
you can't?
Yeah, so like in my, like the head disappears.
Yeah, you can't do this.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. You have very thick skin. And
like literally. Like
yeah. Like literally. Thick-skinned.
Like tall feet and thick cheeks.
I bet you could take a
thick cheeks.
I bet you could take a beanbag to the chest, like one of those shot out of a gun.
You trying to throw some bag?
I don't, not, no, shoot some bag.
Shoot some bag.
Shoot some bag.
Shoot some bag. Literally.
Now,
come here, fat boy.
Now I wonder if this old lady that used to walk around Poe Mill when I was a kid was actually a cornhole player because everybody called her a bag lady.
Oh, well, but I think,
are you talking about the same one?
No, that was just a joke.
Yeah.
But there was one that walked.
Yeah, well, let's further the beat in between.
He's from the hood. You know, there's a couple rubber band men out there, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out. Tip.
Shout out to 2 Chainz, formerly known as Blanky Boy. Can you imagine that meeting? They're like, all right, Blanky Boy, come in. Because it wasn't the P, it was the T. Let's call him a Toddy Boy for fun, since we can't say the other vowel.
Toddy.
And he's like, oh, yeah. They're like, listen, that name, it might keep you. They can't even say who you are on the radio. It's like when Prince changed to a symbol. They couldn't say the symbol. And they can't say Toddy Boy. I just noticed one thing about you, besides your lovely braids. If you know 2 Chainz, you probably get this. If you don't,
he's tall as hell.
He's very tall, and he literally says, "I sold drugs to come up with the money to make my records." So I noticed you're wearing 2 Chainz. Is that any particular reason?
Can
why?
We go with that?
Maybe. Can we just? Oh, what if we call you just 2 Chainz instead of Toddy Boy?
Somebody else came up with it, right? Because these record labels are reps are afraid of rappers.
Yeah, you get hung off the side. Not hung, but like by your feet.
Because they don't know what it means. They just like, you know, oh, let them roll. Like, you know, they're not going to tell Waka Flocka, you can't use that because Waka Flocka was a Muppet.
Yeah.
So even if you put the flame on the end.
Yeah, that applies to like really any minority. Like, has anybody ever thought about Awkwafina? The actor?
Oh, yeah.
The
actor? Like
of the Marvel Eternals and
yeah, she's Chinese, right?
I don't see. I as yesterday said, I confused the two, and that's like confusing a Canadian and a Mexican, apparently.
So she came
they
up
like
with that.
It. They don't like it.
Why would you come up with that?
I when she first came into the scene, I think the first time I saw her was on SNL, and I thought she was a comedian because everybody usually on there they put them in funny sketches. So I thought that's what she was, and then I saw that Marvel Eternals movie, and I was like, oh, she's like an actress. And then she was in like a movie with John Cena, I think, one of those.
She's done a lot.
Funny cop bodyguard movies or something.
But that's a good point. Like, how does that never come up with her name? Like, look.
Yeah.
Wooder's already taking that name.
Meanwhile, how much, we've said it on the air a bunch of times, right now I can't remember, how much money did Marvel Entertainment get out of every dollar of Hulk Hogan merchandise? It was either a little bit less than a quarter or a little bit higher than a quarter. Like say 27 cents, 23 cents out of every dollar, because he just went with Hulk. It wasn't even the Incredible Hulk. He just added the Hogan to it. And then he had, but then you got Awkwafina over here. Dumb. Is it because Hulk Hogan was white? Is that why?
What it was. I read something.
I'm being tongue in cheek.
There you are.
Dang it.
It's fun. Equally appalling. Great text. Thank you. I think you meant offensive, but
try to be. So.
Roll with it.
He's equally appalled.
Are you looking for a job? This lady? I think it's a lady. Am I even wrong to say that?
Well, you know, she's so angry, it's hard to tell.
Okay. It's when your voice gets so high-pitched and you're angry, this individual is very mad.
Well, you know what, I have a family. You don't have a family because your bitch of a girlfriend cheated on you with your mother brother. I wish you would just choke on all that McDonald's that you eat every mother morning.
You know, that could be a 7-year-old now that I think about it.
It could be.
He didn't say that I had kids, said I have a family.
Yep.
And kids have a family, so.
And choking on the McDonald's.
If that's not
every morning.
I mean, damn.
If that's not a tease for you, and you don't want to wait around to 8 o'clock, well, then I don't know what is. And I'll tell you this. Paige.
Yes, sir.
What is up in the plex?
Oh, man.
Oh. Are you good?
Yeah, you want to? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
What is up in the plex?
Okay, all right. Well, today's Quitter's Day.
Quitter's Day.
I'll tell you what that involves. Also, I'm going to tell you how you can avoid booze butt. All that more coming up.
Booze butt.
I mean, there's a bench butt. Oh. But I don't know what booze butt is.
Oh, you're in the wrong driveway, buddy.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with the, I'm going to wish you a happy day. It's good times and bad times.
Oh, happy day.
Yes.
Oh, happy day. When Jesus comes.
When Jesus comes. Okay,
so. It takes us away.
No, I'm not going.
Oh, you going to hell?
No, I don't want to be taken away today.
Okay.
I want to stay on Earth.
Oh, you prefer Earth to heaven, do you?
Well, I don't want to go to heaven today.
Okay.
If you talk to everybody the way you just described in your stories, you're going straight there.
Probably.
Oh, Pete says if it ain't like Dixie, she doesn't want to go.
That's exactly what she said.
I'm not ready to go, Jesus. All right, so today is Happy Quitter's Day.
So Jesus burned the wheel. Remember that song? Jesus, burn the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
That's what it was. It was close.
Well,
they still say that for smoking weed?
Jesus, take the wheel?
Burn
a wheel?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anybody that does that crap.
Yes. I like that.
Well, it depends on which one you're talking about. Bong hits, no.
You taking dong hits. That's what you taking.
Hits from the dong.
Jealous?
Hits from the dong.
Hits from the dong, y'all.
You jealous? I'm knocking till you try it, fat boy.
I'm knocking the hell out of it.
I will knock it.
I'm definitely knocking it.
I'll be like a food critic saying, your service was awful and your food sucks, and I didn't even go to your restaurant. I just know.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You show up with your health inspection. I'm going to get a 98 or higher, you son of a gun.
That's right. Don't mess around with me. I'm on point. All right. So today is the second Friday in January because, you know, we can make it one weekend without breaking our vows of whatever you tried to commit to during your New Year's resolution.
Oh, hopefully you didn't get married on New Year's.
Yeah, really. It's got to last. Some people have too many.
That'd be kind of fun, though, actually.
I can't quit you.
What was that?
Was that Brokeback?
Yeah.
It was what Jack Twist told to Ennis Del Mar.
God, what? If Paige, if a guy said that to you, would you immediately think of gay sex?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
What you
that
mean?
Movie did far worse than it did good, I think. Two guys can't just go fishing anymore without somebody humming that song.
Wish
in the background.
I assume.
Or his nosy wife, you know, sneaking up on him.
Be like, so why did you go up to the cabin? I wouldn't trust two guys that went there and spent the night. I wouldn't think they were hunting because of that movie. I think they were fooling around.
That fishing line never touched the water.
I'm kidding. Touched the water. Oh, my God.
Why did you two go up a day early? Like, you're really going to get up and go hunting?
We're going to tailgate for the stabbing cabin.
You know who's really great in that movie is Randy Quaid, because he knew what was going on up in those mountains. And
he was a supervisor.
Yeah, suspicion.
Yeah, but do you think it's because, like, that was, like, known, like, that particular area or that cabin was just for dudes that... They're okay with being married, but they wanted the pleasure of a man's butt every once in a while?
I think you thought it was odd those two were going up there together by themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It got pretty rough.
I don't want to find you two doing anything like that, you know?
I don't believe it's feasibly possible either direction.
Don't want to walk in on that anytime, any day, anywhere.
I don't want to be Jack Twist who got brutally murdered by bigots.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Watch your mouth.
All right, so since this is the second Friday in January, you may have already cheated on your, you know, whatever your resolution is. Did you make a resolution? I don't remember.
Well, Paige, thank you. You were sitting just right there when I said it.
I don't remember what you said.
It's a continuation of being a better me.
Oh, that's okay. So it's not specifically.
Yeah, because I can't fully say I conquered all the ones from last year. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a ones. It was just a betterment of sustainability. To talk better, not have a problem with my ethics when I thought. But no, just, you know.
Be a better person.
Keep adulting more, but also keep that immaturity that makes me so fun to be around.
Uh-huh.
That's it. You got to maintain. You can't switch a whole lot of stuff up.
Maintain hits from the dome.
You know, goals that are attainable.
Danny Rocket.
I like that. It's the unattainable goals, like mine, or like, you know. Kind of silly, but something that I want to accomplish. I want to dance in New York. I just want to take one.
I danced in Chicago.
Jazz class in New York to say that I danced on Broadway.
Yeah.
Not going to be good or not because, you know, look, I can't commit to it like I used to. I can't dance every single day of the week.
We walked by this dildo store in Chicago, and there was this, let's just say they were an Indian couple, like not from the country.
Okay.
That's what I believed them to be. And they walked by, and he looks and points and grabs her and, like, dips her, like, you know.
I love that.
Not, like, puts her under his lip, but, like, like, oh, this is sexy. So then I grabbed Miss X and I just swirled her around. They're like, God, it's catching on.
You got the vibe. All you talk about were the club.
No, we didn't buy anything.
Were the jazz guy. Oh, no. I was thinking you were in the jazz club with the guy.
Oh, no. And this was walking down the street and there was a Chicago dildo store. Where they throw a different kind of bag.
Good marketing.
Good marketing.
Spontaneous dancing. Could you ever see yourself, Paige, quitting everything, selling everything?
Yes.
And dancing?
Yes.
I mean, look, you got nothing tying you down. If you want to dance in New York.
I'm not going to go and get in a Broadway show at this point.
What do you mean at this point?
Of my life.
How old is damn Lady Dinch?
Well.
She's up there.
She didn't go on Broadway till she was, like, already accomplished. And you know what? She never had a morning show.
Rodney Dangerfield was what, 40s? Before he got famous?
I just want to say.
I think he's 52 when he went on Johnny.
I just want to do it. Just to take a class to see if I'm going to make it through without dying.
Would you accept a amateur night at a strip club in New York as your goal being met?
Yeah. I'm not a... exotic dancer, though. I mean, I
maybe well, scores.
I would give you a wig or something.
I mean, I've taken a pole class, but I wouldn't say that I would just get up on it and do it without practicing because I don't want to fall.
Oh, it makes perfect.
Well, you didn't take a pole in class, so.
Huh?
That's a lot different.
Yeah, a polling class versus a pole class.
Is that still popular, pole dancing for
I think it's...
Pole cats are out, I know.
It's good for your upper body strength, obviously. And
I love watching those videos.
Keeps you in, it's great to keep you in shape, but A, I don't have one in my house to practice.
You know, I think the ones
B,
that are...
where would I go to?
Put you in better shape, and I know it's a work-up to kind of thing, but them girls that swing off scarves... You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Oh, yeah.
You, the upper body strength you got to have for that,
oh,
plus the
gosh.
Hips, the way to, like, they'll sit there and
it's beautiful.
Hang upside down and cut a cartwheel in the air somehow and then catch it again.
I've seen that.
They're like gymnasts. It's They're like that strong.
Sexy.
Do you know what girls in my gym do now? They wear the shorts, but they're like almost like volleyball shorts. Like, it hugs the whole ass.
Oh, the booty shorts are comfortable.
God, they're so tight. Like, well, it accentuates it. Yeah.
Well, maybe you should go to his
gym. Well, he goes to the one in, like, I was asking him, he was saying how busy it was at his gym the other day. And
packed.
I said, well, first of all, your gym's going to be packed till February, until all this wanes off.
All day parts, too.
Yeah, all day parts.
I like going to the gym where people are, like, grunting and, you know.
Jesus. You should go in the men's room later.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boys.
I believe Paige is always singing this one in her head. Maybe not always working, but she's ready for her massive penis.
Yes.
Just combine those two. I'm
Nobody
always ready.
Nobody's ever said that to me.
I'm always ready for my massive penis. Oh, sorry, I talked all over it.
No, it's funny you mentioned it because I had to take that one out to make room for massive penis.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Massive penis replaced. I'm always ready for the weekend.
I've only got so much room over here on the hotkeys.
Oh, massive penis.
Oh, we should make that like a... Like, if there's going to be a new edition... we should have like an on-air vote on what we're going to replace. Like, yeah, you know what? We really don't. Of course, you want to leave the Gale and the Hey Baby, and the, you know. The,
like, this one could probably go away.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Oh, no, that one's great.
Oh, man. That's probably the one of the gems of 2025, which is strange.
Hide your children, hide your wife.
I hate to bring this one up.
That could have been 2005, Paige.
Mm-hmm. We could probably do away with this one, though. I kind of like it.
Oh, God, that can go away.
And we're not supposed to talk about her tics anyway, so...
Which is, that's dumb.
Even
that's
like
when Buzz Aldrin was going to come on the show and didn't want to talk about NASA. He only wanted to talk about Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, no.
Like, it's hard to not like talk about you left your dildo at the airport, Marlene's a fat whore, and Up Top Girl Scout.
You're bald.
You're bald.
You're bald.
Or she's talking about her brothers, like, you know, giving each other oral favors.
I know.
I just think that I lost interest in that show. I'm sorry.
I'm back on it now, man.
Are you?
The tics are...
It just seemed kind of scripted to me, but that's just
I think the script comes from kind of what Paige is alluding to. It's kind of like she was doing the same tics, and it became like so predictable, mm-hmm. and then the went away.
Yeah.
And then I think they were reading the comments and stuff online and said, man, I wish she did that again. They're like, hey, look, I know you have this real thing here, but when you feel a tic coming, would you do the... The viewers love when you go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
There's something to keep you in. Mom's hot, you know. You kind of hope you see her scantily clad. Dad's funny because he laughs at the tics, too.
I'm amazed by Dad's, give me the first letter it starts with his name. It's Alan.
Hey. Alan. They call him Al.
Forget
Alan.
Call him Al.
Call me, that's right. He's like, he's in great shape as far as like the age he is, and also like, you just, I like his regimen, I think. Like, he comes, so I'm not being gay. I just meant, like, he's an older dude who's raised humpteen kids.
He's in shape.
And he's in shape. Like, his forearm dexterity is very nice.
Though you wonder about the kids,
I'm
like.
I'm not gay.
Why is everybody, like, why does everybody, even, like, you know, the smallest brother, Beckner, you're like, why does everybody have such a filthy mouth? Oh, it's because Dad, like, is throwing him around, too. So that's kind of cool. Dad's setting the example as far as the four-letter F-bombs go.
Yeah, I think you're right with Mom. Mom is, it's got something for everybody. I mean, it kind of does, unless you're offended by cuss words.
Yeah, you know, you're unlucky.
Well, I mean...
The mom is so attractive.
It's funny at home, but Julie. It's not when you're in public and people are looking at you in horror.
See, now that's the other thing. Fat Boy and I were talking
about
this.
Are they really looking you in horror when you're filming?
I don't want to spoil it for you if you watch Bailin' Out Loud, but... And people always ask, I'll go ahead and say, TLC, is that what it is, or A&E?
I think so. I watch it on Max Uncensored. Yeah, you have to watch it uncensored.
You have to.
Just to hear, you know, Dad.
It really just sets the tone. So they're on a, this season they go to London, which that was kind of a nice little story. They go in there and try to find this technology that we can't get here in America. We'll give you a pill for it in America, but when it actually is some kind of tech device, it'll help. We're not into that yet. So they're on a double-decker bus doing the sightseeing and whatnot. And she starts off on one of her tirades about, you know.
I started feeling bad on this one, though. Because she was physically hurting herself.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. But she's saying all this. She's having her Tourette's. And when she has her Tourette's, it's always involves, you know, mouth favors and Joe Biden and meth and noticing people are bald and saying that her brothers are gay.
Okay.
So as they're doing this, obviously, you know, the cameraman or a camera is facing the crowd.
She messes
they're
with
getting
him
that
too.
Reaction. She always messes with Ed. Is that his name, Ed?
One of the cameramen.
And there are people the people on the bus, they obviously know they're on television.
Of course, because they have to sign something off.
They have to
off.
Sign the waiver. They have no blurs on that show that I've noticed. So the people are back there. They're trying to keep a straight face, but she's over there talking about her brothers giving H to each other and all this weird stuff. Not heroin, I will say. And they're all cracking up. But then they go to a bar the same day, a bar, and Colin, the husband... is getting mad because Balin's having her tics in the bar, and there's a couple people in there that are kind of laughing because in my opinion, when you're in a bar, I'm assuming you're just drunk and like not knowing that you have Tourette's. I'm assuming, why, you're drunk? And I'm not, I would be laughing with you, I think. I would be like, this, give me whatever they're having.
What set her off in this one is there's a dish called Spotted Dick.
So
when she saw it on the menu, she kept, because that word is one of her tics anyway, so she kept yelling it and yelling it.
Yeah.
But when they built a whole episode around, she was nervous about going to see Colin's mom because of her new tic was Marlene's a filthy whore.
Uh-huh.
And they're a real religious family.
Big religious See, type.
Somehow I don't think, how could they just, I don't know.
It was crazy. You know what? They do a good job somehow of like weaving this in to where it's like serious attention to, I've never known anybody with Tourette, but like, you know, they let you know that like the tics are like, they're just funny.
She can't help it.
Like some of these are just wild. Like you left your dildo at the airport was a new one.
Oh, the like one where one. She said that she had a gun in her bag at the airport, like in the airport.
You know the one they don't do on the show that she will do on her social media, or they don't feature it, is she has very large breasts, but she'll talk about that in her social media videos. Yeah. Like she'll say she's got big
Is she blankies. Used the T or the B?
Oh, yeah, she used the T word.
Nice.
And but they won't do that one on the show. But for somehow, that's maybe some reason that's probably a little too over the top. But talking about your brothers, you know, blanking each other with their mouths.
Wow. Not you know enough. What? Great point. That's great. What a solid-ass point that is.
It gets redundant to me.
And but then it's like...
so scripted.
But it's like, and it's fine. Like, men belittled women and sexualized them on talk shows and stuff for years. And then now it's like very like, no, you don't do that. But then if a hot dude walks onto a female panel stage, it's totally acceptable. And that's fine. Like it's the just do, you know?
You know, the comedy of the whole thing is everybody else's reaction to it. So you're not making fun of the tics. You're watching other people to react.
Yeah.
Her brothers were like legit trying to act like they didn't hear what she was saying. And she was yelling like, he's blanking his blanking. He's blanking his blanking.
What's the one brother that looks like the drummer for the Black Keys?
Oh, you see, that might be Sven. I can't remember.
They all have like, normally, you know, people will go with names that are like, you know, like in my family, everybody had biblical names, you know? Mm-hmm. You had Philip, you had Matthew, you got Angel. You had Mary. You had Samson and Delilah, the dogs that were murdered by Carr.
Oh, my God. Both of them?
Yeah. But it was, gosh, you retain nothing.
True.
Not a damn thing. You'll come in
it.
Here pissed off.
Oh, my computer's on fire.
I knew one of them passed. I didn't know they both died at the same time.
Same time. They both.
Good God.
First what? I've heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good to me. I didn't hear it either.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. What's wrong with their computer?
But
thank you for that.
I do feel as though Bertner. Oh yeah. So again, then you'll have like one kid's named Bertner.
Beckner.
Beckner. another one would. They'll be kind of commonplace, and then there'll be like another kind of wild kind of name.
Plus, Dad is like. Can we go more into Dad what he does? Because evidently he's like a master woodscrafter.
But he works for the government.
Yeah, like he's like, but he's always home. Oh, he's always out in the yard crafting.
But remember they'll film, you know, 5-6 episodes in a day or two.
Can we get...
It'll be a weekend. So, yeah, they're not going to be filming while Dad's at work. There's no content then.
Let's get Dad, Al, to go shirtless for the ladies and the twinks and twunks.
Yeah.
They want to see it. And let's get Mom, Julie.
Mom in a thong.
Yeah, at least. Walking around the house in a thong.
A little maybe. Cat suit or something. One of them that snaps in the crotch.
Now, sometimes her accent could be a little, you know, like... Like you wish it was different, but you know, it's still hot.
What does that mean?
It's more of like a.
Don't say anything about the Midwest.
That's kind of what it is. I feel like it might be what it is.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.